Hare Krishna. Okay. Let's now turn to the questions that we've been sort of postponing over the last few days, and that is questions on homosexuality. I have three over here. The first one, devotee requests that I keep his name confidential, so I'll do that. I can just say that it sounds Indian. And he says, I agree that gays should not marry. It is totally overindulgence and ludicrous. However, is it possible for there to be dharmic Krishna conscious gays? Of course. A sexual orientation does not stop one from being Krishna conscious. It's karma or nature, guna, karma, combination of the two. And anyone can be Krishna conscious if they want to be. It doesn't matter what their particular past is. Can the soul be make spiritual advancement if his material body and mind is gay? Well, yes, of course. Because ultimately, what we're talking about here in a larger sense is attraction, sensual attraction, sexual attraction. Whether it be homosexual, heterosexual, bisexual, so many other versions of sexuality are there. When we read scripture, we see that the sex attraction is an extremely difficult thing to overcome, however it may be. And therefore, we should recognize that in whatever orientation we may be, we're in for the long haul in order to become free from that. And therefore, they have to be sort of staggered stages, stable steps that one can progress up towards the path of perfection. Perfection will not come immediately and overnight. Is it all right if marriage is to be avoided for them, but to still engage in sexual acts? No. At least for those who want to engage in Krishna consciousness, be they whatever sexual orientation, sex life is something which is meant to be controlled if you want to advance in Krishna consciousness. If you have unrestricted sex life, then advancement becomes very difficult and very slow. Unrestricted, especially between members of the same sex, is completely sense gratification, because there's no possibility of having children. Ultimately, that's what sex life is about. So whether it's between man and woman, or men, women, women, and so on, sex life is only for that one particular purpose. And because it only works between man and woman, in other words, conceiving children, therefore only when one has sex for that particular purpose is it licit and doesn't bring along with it a karmic reaction. When one does it other way, then yes, there's karmic reaction, there's sinful reaction, and if you perform sin on the strength of chanting holy name as a devotee, then obviously that really obstructs your progress in devotional service. He continues, can two gays in Krishna consciousness maintain a brotherly, sisterly friendship? Generally, as far as I know and understand from gay devotees that I know, the nature of the rasa, or the nature of the relationship, is one of a lover and a beloved, or lovers. So it's not a rasa. The relationship isn't one of friendship or sister and brother. Although it may not always be like that, but that's the general nature, the general tendency. So in that sense, the distance in which therefore members, homosexual members of the same sex keep from each other in order to really not unnecessarily disturb their minds and to facilitate Krishna consciousness has to be quite distant. They can't live or function in the same way, in all, every same way, not in the same way, but in every same way, as others. For instance, if someone has, if a boy has a homosexual orientation, then it's not fair to him, and it's not fair, say, to other devotees for him to move into a brahmachari ashram. It would be like moving a man into a woman's ashram, and to assume that he's able to have a friendly relationship with all of those is, it's speculation at best, but it seems like it would be highly unlikely. So why put that devotee at risk, and why put others at risk, or even if they don't know about it, subject to that type of situation? Better, therefore, that those devotees don't move into that type of ashram situation. So they need to moderate their approach to Krishna consciousness and do it in another way. And he then asks, and more importantly, should such a sexual orientation reveal to other devotees, especially to one's own guru? Yes, inasmuch as one discusses topics with one's spiritual master and other Vaishnavas, obviously it's not something that you go around bragging about, or not really bragging, but telling everybody, but rather it's something that you keep to yourself and discuss with others as it's really, really needed. Discuss with senior devotees, as I, for instance, gave this example of moving into the ashram, why one necessarily wouldn't, or at least why I wouldn't encourage someone to do that, and if they would be encouraged, because some authorities don't know, then they would express, well, this is the situation, so it would be important for those persons in the decision-making status to be able to know that. And yes, one should know spiritual master, so the spiritual master can also guide one and advise one accordingly. And now Braja Kumar says, that's another question. What about a senior devotee who may have disciples who is gay? Who is gay? I take it here that the senior devotee he's talking about is the one who's gay. Here, the general question to ask really is that should a spiritual master be free from sex life? Should he be free from the attraction to sex, whether it be with the opposite members of the sex or the same members of the sex? And the answer is ideally yes. However, we say that Srila Prabhupada encouraged his followers, even though they weren't liberated souls, for the sake and the importance of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, to adopt the role, take up the position of spiritual master. But they have to be able to be self-controlled. Vacho vegam manasukura vegam. So devotees need to have sufficient self-control that they are able to overcome those types of pushings and they don't become a real obstruction in either their service or their own spiritual advancement. In a situation like this, obviously, once again, even senior Vaishnava, who would take that type of role, he should consult and get the blessings of others who know him well, have known his condition, know his history, and in that way, once again, certain questions would come up. Would such a spiritual master then have a personal servant? And what do you do when you have a personal servant? He would really need to be above being mentally disturbed by that type of situation, despite the fact that that may be the orientation. Not an easy solution. And the last one, again, but I won't mention his name, but from his name I can tell, he says, yes, I'm from India. He says, I'm gay and a devotee. I know it's wrong according to Shastra, but I can't leave this thing. I tried, but I failed. I involved myself in Harinam, but I still can't get out. What to do? As I mentioned earlier, sex life is an extremely difficult thing to overcome, and you can't just get it out. It requires cetta dharpana marjanam. It will require purification of the heart. That purification of the heart will take time. And as the heart becomes pure, then vidyanto sahibadrani, all inauspicious things gradually go, including this inauspicious thing. But it will take time. So in the meantime, one needs to have proper guidance how to get to that stage, which may take 20, 30, 40 years, who knows. During that period of time, devotees should be properly situated at whatever stage of devotional advancement they are in, so they can progress forward and forward. That requires guidance. What is the best situation? What is the best lifestyle? What is the best type of engagement, employment, interaction with others? It's something that we need help on, just like we need help on so many other things. Ultimately, whatever someone's sexual orientation, Krishna loves his devotees. Krishna loves those who are homosexual as much as he loves those who are heterosexual. Krishna isn't prejudiced, but rather what Krishna sees is the service someone renders, their efforts at becoming Krishna conscious, how they're determined to overcome whatever difficulties and obstacles that they have in their natures along with their karma, and take shelter of him. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Take shelter of him, and also use the good guidance of others to deal with situations. And in that way, by Krishna's grace, everything is possible. But it requires patience and determination, no doubt. And one will also, with patience and determination, be able to overcome that. So, what to do? For me, right now, this person has just given their name. Need to interact with those devotees who know you well and give you that type of guidance that you can put into practice throughout life to achieve what you want to achieve. He's a devotee and wants to go back home, back to Godhead. And no doubt he will be successful, but it requires personal care and personal attention. That's it for today, and Hare Krishna.